Hello and welcome from the holiday island of Jersey to our gala concert, which tonight will be honouring some of the big themes and the great songs from the movies. No awards, though, for guessing that our opening music there was from those magnificent men in their flying machines. Well, luckily, it was rather more reliable flying machines that brought us tonight to Jersey. Us being the BBC Concert Orchestra, leader John Bradbury, our star guests, Moira Anderson and Matt Munro, and the man in charge of the music, someone who's written many film tunes in his time, Ron Goodwin. The concert is coming from the Fort Regent Leisure Complex in St Helier, and we're happy to welcome in the audience tonight the Bailiff of Jersey, Sir Frank Arrow and Lady Arrow. Well, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, our first big number is from West Side Story. We could have picked a dozen wonderful songs written by Leonard Bernstein to accompany the story of a modern-day Romeo and Juliet in the back streets of New York. The one we've chosen is America. I suppose the job of a film composer is to capture in music the spirit of a movie and then add extra dimensions of feeling and mood and emotion. Ernest Gold did just that with his theme for a film starring Paul Newman about the plight of hundreds of Jews packed into a rusty old ship trying to reach Palestine nearly 40 years ago. The ship and the movie was called Exodus.
Thank you.
the emotional theme from Exodus, which was top of the hip parade a few years ago now. Next, though, we have a recent chartbuster from a Hollywood movie, so successful that it won an Oscar for the best film song of 1981. Sir John Gielgud also won an Oscar for his performance in the same film. Written by Burt Bacharach, Carol Bayer-Sager, and Christopher Cross, and arranged for us tonight by Ron Goodwin, here's the main theme from Arthur. Well, just about the first film musical that I can remember seeing was Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, with those amazing dance routines as the brothers built a wooden house in next to no time and somehow still managed to sing at the same time. So I'm delighted that one of the songs from that film, Wonderful Day, has been chosen by our first guest star tonight, and she'll be following it with a medley of melodies made famous by one of the best-loved of all the Hollywood greats, Deanna Durbin. Ladies and gentlemen, a big Jersey welcome, if you please, for Miss Moira Anderson.
Sing a song.
The lovely voice of Moira Anderson with Wonderful Day and three songs made famous by Deanna Durbin. I Can't Help Singing, Beneath the Lights of Home, and Waltzing in the Clouds. Well, tonight we're highlighting film music, and our conductor, Ron Goodwin, has written many scores for films, haven't you, Ron? How many? Can you remember?
At the last count, I think I've done about 60, which is quite a lot of work, really. You
know, three score scores, really?
Getting a bit tired now after all those years working like that.
And how does it work, writing a film score? Do you see the film when it's finished and then have to put the music to it?
Well, what usually happens is that the director sends for the composer and that you sit and watch the film together, run it reel by reel and decide where the music's going, and then they give you the measurements to get on with, and then all you've got to do is go home and actually write the music. That's a good bit over, you know.
And you have to do it in a rush then? I mean, is there a...
Well, there's never enough time, you know. By the time they get around to the composer, they've spent all the money and they've spent all the time, you know. So,
what's the quickest you've ever written a theme tune in?
Well, I suppose one we're playing later in the programme, Magnificent Men and Their Flying Machines, came very quickly. I'll tell you why that was when we get to it, but... The one we're about to play, actually, was a very... You see, sometimes the circumstances of the film dictate how the music's got to be written. For instance, I did this particular film with an American director called Brian Hutton, and he wanted to hear the sound of aeroplane engines coming nearer and nearer at the very beginning of the film, but he wanted music as well, you see. Well, something's got to go, hasn't it? You can't have it all going at once. So I thought, well, what the devil am I going to do with this? And then I thought, well, if you've got to hear the sound of the aeroplane and it's getting louder, it'd better be something that doesn't interfere with that. So I decided to start off with just the drums playing very lightly, then add another drummer, and then another drummer. And when we got rid of the damned aeroplane and it was out of the way, we could bring the full orchestra in and frighten everybody out of their seats, you see. So that's how this one came to be written.
You seem to specialise in war movies, Ron.
I think it's something to do with my makeup, actually.
Well, let's hear now the song that you've just been talking about. It's the theme from Where Eagles Dare. Where Eagles Dare. Now here's a song from a current box office success, the film that brought Oscars for two much-loved people, Henry Fonda and Katharine Hepburn. The theme from On Golden Pond. The music from On Golden Pond, featuring at the solo piano, Robert Dokken. Well, Ron was talking a few minutes ago about his war record in the music business, and another type of film which gives great scope to composers is the Western. They can use a fine orchestra to evoke the grandeur, the wide open spaces, and the conflict of the early West. And no one did it better than Elmer Bernstein with The Magnificent Seven. The Magnificent Seven. Well, many film scores need a magnificent voice to go with them. And our other star guest tonight has added just that to many big movies. Here he is now to sing just three of them. On Days Like These from The Italian Job, Born Free, and first of all, From Russia with Love. Who else but Matt Monro?
Much wiser since my goodbye to you. I traveled the world to learn I must return from Russia with love. I've seen places, faces, and smiled for a moment, but oh, you haunted me so. Still my tongue-tied young bride would not let my love for you show. In case you'd say no, to Russia I flew. there. And I suddenly knew you'd care again. My running around is through. I fly to you from Russia with love. Questi giorni quando vieni il bel sole, la 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 la. On days like these when skies are blue and fields are green, I look around and think about what might have been. And then I hear sweet music float around my head as I recall the many things we left unsaid. It's on days like these that I remember singing songs and drinking wine while your eyes played games with mine. On days like these I wonder what became. Maybe today you're singing songs with someone new. I like to think you're walking by those willow trees, remembering the love we knew on days like these. It's on days like these that I remember singing songs and drinking wine while your eyes played games with mine. On days like these I wonder what became. Think you're singing songs with someone new. La 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 la. as free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart. Live free and beauty surrounds you. The world still astounds you. Each time you look at a star, but only worth living, 'cause you're born free. You're free as a roaring tide, so there's no need to hide. Born free, and life is worth living, but only worth living, 'cause you're born free.
A stirring stuff there. That was Aces High, written by Ron Goodwin for the film The Battle of Britain, conducted by the maestro himself and played by the BBC Concert Orchestra leader John Bradbury. Later on, we'll be hearing more from our star guests, Moira Anderson and Matt Munro. Well, it's been a beautiful day here today, and this morning my wife and I were wandering around St. Helier, looking in all the shop windows, crammed with their low-duty goodies. There's no VAT here. And we were trying to avoid the title of this next piece of music, Temptation. Temptation, and in the shops here today, we didn't really avoid it. This shirt that I'm wearing was one temptation. Well, coming back on stage now with us to sing some more of her favourite songs is our special guest from Scotland, Moira Anderson. And her first choice is Strange Music. That's the title of the song. And it was arranged from the music of Grieg for the film The Song of Norway. Ladies and gentlemen, Moira Anderson.
Oh,
Well, now Moira presents a medley of songs by one of America's greatest film composers, Henry Mancini. I Love You and Don't You Forget It, How Soon, and to begin with, Dear Heart. Just three of the wonderful songs by Henry Mancini, beautifully sung there by Moira Anderson. Well, in this country for many years, one of the great influences in films and in musical theatre was, of course, Ivor Novello. And Moira's final choice is one of his most memorable songs. From the dancing years, here's Waltz of My Heart. Well, now for another of Ron Goodwin's action movies, the music he wrote for the film 633 Squadron. And, Ron, there's a story behind the writing of this tune, isn't there?
There always does seem to be, doesn't there, really, a story behind. Well, actually, in this particular case, I've been searching for inspiration for, I think, about 3 weeks. And the deadline was getting nearer and nearer. And one day my wife said, well, come on, Ron, you'll have to get out of bed today, so... So I got up and started casting about for ideas. And suddenly I thought, well, I don't know, the title of the film is 633 Squadron. Now, how about if we had a rhythm of 6 beats and 3 beats? That would go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, and I'd started. All I needed then was a tune to go with it, but at least it was a start. You've got to start somewhere, you know.
It's a good job it wasn't 888 Squadron or something.
Or 574 Squadron would have been very difficult.
Well, let's hear the music now. The theme from 633 Squadron. Ron Goodwin, 633 Squadron. Well, the next item on the programme is just listed as a Mexican medley. Can you tell us anything about it, Ron?
Well, we have found sometimes when we play this at concerts, I'm not suggesting that this should happen this evening, far from it, but we have found that people sometimes like to join in and clap along and sing, but don't do that tonight, whatever you do, unless you feel like it.
Yes.
If you feel like it, do anything you like, within the realms of decency, you know, do your soft shoe or the clap-along sing. We'd really love that, but only if you feel like it, not because we've asked you, OK?
Well, anybody who's ever wanted to sing with the BBC Concert Orchestra, now's your chance, as the medley includes Tijuana Taxi, South of the Border, and the Mexican Hat Dance.
We'll be right back.
Well, you're all very good. Did you enjoy that? Well, I enjoyed singing with the concert orchestra because a few months ago, the rest of the Swap Shop team made a record, and I wasn't on it. And it got to number 15 in the top 20. They all did very well, and that's my sort of... Well, I missed out on that, but at least I sung now with the concert orchestra. It's time to welcome back a real singer, though, now, because the voice from behind so many films, Matt Munro. And he begins... Matt begins with one of the best tunes written by the British team of Anthony Newley and Leslie Bricus, Who Can I Turn To?, followed by a song with a simple dedication for Mama. Once again, Mr. Matt Munro.
She said, my son, I beg of you, I have a wish that must come true. The last thing you can do for Mama please promise me that you will stay and take my place while I'm away and give the children love each day. I had to cry, what could I say? I tried to find a word. I prayed she would not see me cry. So much to say that should be heard, but only time to say goodbye to Mama. They say in time you will forget, yet still today my eyes are wet. I tell myself to smile for Mama. Now soon there'll be another spring, and I will start remembering the way she loved to hear her sing her favorite song, Ave Maria. Ave Maria. The children all have grown up now. I've kept my promise to my mama. I cannot guide them anymore. I've done my best, all for Mama. Ave Maria. Still it seems so very small.
Well, now for one of the greatest of all standards, the concert orchestra, Ron Goodwin and Matt Munro, and Time After Time.
Time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. I'm so lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening when the day is through. I only know what I know. The passing years will show you've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving you. Thank you.
Well, much earlier in the program, we heard one of the show-stopping tunes from West Side Story, America. And now Matt Monro signs off tonight with a soaring love song from that same show, one of my all-time favorites, Somewhere. Matt Monro with a song about a dream. And dreams are what many movies are all about. Whether those dreams will ever come true is another matter. But what better way to end our gala salute to the music of the movies than with Ron Goodwin's arrangement of I'll See You in My Dreams. I'll Well, I hope the tunes we've played have brought back memories for you of some great films. Often, you know, the tunes stay around your mind long after you've forgotten the plot. And tonight, we've heard some of the very best tunes. Bringing back the memories were the BBC Concert Orchestra, leader John Bradbury, under the baton of conductor, composer, arranger Ron Goodwin, and our star guests Moira Anderson and Matt Munro. From all of them, from our producer Barry Knight, and from me, John Craven, it's goodbye from Fort Regent in Jersey, and sweet dreams.